What's up, Champion Nation? Lem Woodson here, welcoming you to another episode of the Champion Forum podcast, where we are on a mission to help others lead, inspire, and win in this life. Today, we will hear from Jeff regarding employee turnover and spending your time wisely.
This is the Champion Forum podcast with Jeff Hancher. The forum for leaders, champions, and dreamers.
Today, we bring you Hanch's How-To's 11.0, and today we are going to get started with a listener question. But before we do, I want to welcome none other than Jeff Hancher back to the studio. Welcome back, Jeff.
Here we are, Lem. We're at it again at 11.0, a Hanch's How-To's.
Oh, yeah.
These are, love doing these. Always good to be back in the studio with you, Lem, and you are the world's greatest podcast host, so I'm going on record as saying it right now, and appreciate you so much.
Thank you. Well, hey, man, that is, you know, you got to get around the right people.
That's it.
And I'm around the right people, so
that's it.
There you go. So today, we have a question from one of our listeners. His name is Joe. Joe says, Jeff, I am an owner of a business and my turnover in the last 4 months has never been worse. I feel like I haven't done much different to cause this and I simply cannot pinpoint the cause. Despite my manager's best efforts, people are running for the door, it seems. What practical advice do you have to help me reduce this turnover?
Well, great question, Joe. And man, you could probably write a small novel on that response. But first off, I'll tell you this, Joe, you are not alone. There is a lot of leaders facing this turnover epidemic. I almost called it a pandemic, but
yeah,
that would not be funny.
No, it wouldn't.
you know, this turnover, I would tell you Q3, Q4, we're going to see this continue to rise. And I'm calling this the COVID churn. This is a short-term trend, but it's a real one. Some of the turnover I think that you're going to see is going to be natural and healthy. Some of it's not going to be. And as this post-pandemic world emerges, many employees, they're going to rethink their future from what they want to do, where they want to live. All of it. Look no further than the exodus from New York and California and other major cities and states to other areas. People that always wanted to move back home, they're doing it now. People that always wanted to live in a different climate, they're doing it now. You know, I think the pandemic really has everybody thinking about what's really important. And that's why you are seeing some of this churn. Now, for you specifically, Joe, I would need to get a closer look at your business because there could be endless reasons that is causing turnover. But here's some practical things to look for. Also, I want to address something you stated prior, Joe. You stated that you're really not doing anything different. Here's some tough love. That very well could be the issue, is that you're not doing anything different. You know, if we're ever going to modify our approach, now is the time. Our approach to mental health needs to change. Our approach to remote work needs to change. Our approach to flex schedules and work-life balance needs to change. And so I'm not beating you up by any means, Joe, but I would tell you that not doing anything or not doing anything different could be part of the problem. We got to be looking to adjust now more than ever. Excuse me. Additionally, I would tell you, start tracking your turnover into two categories. And I'm not just giving this advice to Joe, I'm giving it to everybody listening. Two categories of turnover. Category one is employees that turn that have been with you over a year. And category two is those that have been with you under a year. If the turnover is coming from those over a year, it's likely that you have a culture issue, which ultimately, culture issues are ultimately leadership opportunities, leadership issues. So I would be looking at that. You know, we've heard this saying that people don't quit companies, they quit leaders. And this is mostly true. If this is the case, now is the time to inspect what you expect. Begin to audit and ensure how things are being done and where you can make the changes. And the top areas I would recommend you look at first are recognition, and ensuring people are valued, which, by the way, costs you nothing. Compensation programs, are they fair? Are they reasonable? The job market is wide open right now. People are paying more for labor than we have in a long time. Are your compensation programs competitive? The other thing to look at is work-life balance and flexibility. Are you flexing with this changing work life that is being created by many organizations? And what do your change management strategies look like? Those are four areas that I would tell you to look at, that if you're having high turnover of people over a year. If the turnover is coming from people under a year in tenure, you're likely having a hiring issue or you're having a training issue. Here's some things to audit and modify if this is the case and you're less than 1 year in tenure, turnover is high. Of course, the first would be your hiring process. Are you clear on the attributes that you want in a candidate that you're looking to hire? You got to be very clear on what you want, because that's going to help you weed out in the process what you don't want. The other thing in the hiring process is, are you asking the right questions? Don't just keep doing the same thing over if it's not yielding a good result. If you need help with this, email us at jeff@jeffhancher.com and we'll get you some support and help with this. But the other thing to look at in hiring is, who is part of the hiring process? Is it just you? Is it just one person? You need to have a broad hiring process. This helps us eliminate what we call the halo effect. Somebody gets attracted to somebody for a reason that might be unhealthy. And then the last one in hiring is, are you hiring in desperation? You have all this need and you don't have enough people, so the first person that comes through with a pulse and any level of a resume, you're throwing them into the chair. This is a big problem right now because we have more work than people. And so be careful of these things. The other thing to look at under year and tenure is, look at your onboarding process as well as how you're training new people. Now, notice what I didn't say here is, do you have one? I said look at it, because a lot of people have a onboarding process and they have all the cool binders and all the cool checklists and all of that, but there's not really good execution. There isn't much more frustrating to a new employee than poor onboarding and poor training. They already took a big leap. They're already scared coming in. They're already going into the unknown, and we're not giving them good onboarding. We're not giving them good training. It's no wonder that, you know, you would be having high, less than 1 year turnover. When this is missing as a first impression, they will get the feeling that things are only going to get worse and they're going to jump ship. So those are the areas that I would be looking at. Maybe a longer answer to a short question, but I think it warranted some of the response.
Nice. I like that. Man, there's a ton of those things I would have never thought about, you know, but they're absolutely correct. You have to, you know, having the right things in place, they definitely help with turnover. You got any other nuggets in there for today?
I do. I got one more.
Nice.
This is going to be a shorter episode, but hey, it's a Hanches How-To's. We just give nuggets and you apply them, right?
That's it.
So the other nugget that I want to give you is this. Where you spend your time is where you get your results.
Nice.
This why I wanted to add this came from one of our recent leadership development online group calls. And this is a group of either aspiring leaders or mid-level leaders. And I had the leaders come to this meeting, our most recent meeting, prepared to discuss the thing that they felt was holding them back the most. And the popular answer, by and large, was time management and finding productivity. And the essence of what I told the group was that what we choose to do, And maybe even more importantly, what we choose not to do is going to determine our leadership effectiveness. And it goes without saying that things don't magically happen. We know that in leadership. But we can't just wish for it. We got to work for it.
Mm.
And this goes without saying, but so often the very thing that holds us back from reaching our leadership potential is where we spend our time.
Yep.
We talk a lot about this on our team, Lem. How do we spend our time? Is what we're doing moving the needle? We talked about it very recently, actually. And we talked about it in this leadership group as well, is how are we prioritizing this? And where you spend your time is where you're going to get your results. So I wanted to give the listeners a few questions that I challenged this group with, and you also should be asking yourself if you're not getting closer to your own personal and leadership goals. Here's some questions. What decision can I stop making? You know, I just recently did an interview that hasn't aired yet from Joel Manby, the former CEO of SeaWorld and Saab USA, and just a really strong executive leader. And one of the things that he talked about in that episode is every day he would think about, what is it that only he can do? What is a task that only he can do? And he said that really helped him think about what he should stop doing. Mm-hmm. What decisions should I stop making? And I think this is a great practice. So we have to delegate and empower. So ask yourself the question, leader, what decisions can you stop making? The other question is, what are you afraid of? You know, imposter syndrome and not being willing to take healthy risks can absolutely cripple you as a leader. And so when you are thinking about how are you spending your time to get the results, you got to be thinking about, are you spending your time on the wrong things or not doing the right things because of fear and this imposter syndrome? Here's the other question. What is today's single most important goal? You want to talk about spending your time in the right place. Prioritize your time. Have a list of your high-performing activities. What's the top three single most important things that have to get done today or this week that no one else can do and that will move the needle? That's where you should be spending some time.
Mm-hmm.
The other question is, what hard thing am I not doing enough of? And this is a good one. And this is where, you know, I have several people that I do executive coaching with, and this is where the rubber meets the road. Most people know what they should be doing, but they don't do it because they don't like it.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable. You have to get accountability around you. So what hard thing are you not doing enough? Those of you that started working out and quit, you know what I'm talking about. You know you need to be doing it. The reason you're not doing it is because it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's challenging. That's the same thing in leadership. It's the same thing in business. What's that hard thing that you're not doing enough of that you need to be doing, which is a great follow-up to what easy thing are you doing too much of? Look no further than social media.
Yep.
And we're masking this in, well, it's marketing, whatever. Like, you're spending 4 hours a day on TikTok or fill in the blanks. These time wasters, you know, are out there. And the easy thing that you might be doing too much of, you're justifying doing it. Because it's easy and maybe you even like doing it.
Yeah.
But can you delegate it out? And what hard things should you be doing? The other question is, what is my strategy to make the needed changes in my life? Here's what we know. You have to plan for success.
Mm-hmm.
Wishing and hoping is not a strategy for increased leadership effectiveness. Do you have a strategy to make the needed changes? The problem's not the dream. It's the people that only dream and never take action. We've done several conversations on this show about SMART goals. Have you wrote them down? Are they structured? Are they realistic? Are they time-bound? Or are you just kind of running fast hoping things are going to work out? Not a great use of your time. And lastly, do I have the belief in myself to do this? Confidence is absolutely king. Do you have the belief in what your potential is? Do you have the belief in the dream that you have created in your mind? Is it a pipe dream or is it something that you really think is possible? We got to keep drawing on our own inner confidence, our self-confidence, and our own self-talk, because self-talk absolutely matters as it relates to how we spend our time. Back to imposter syndrome. I'm not qualified. I'm not good enough. People are going to really know who I am. That's all garbage. If somebody like me could have any level of success, I can assure you everybody listening is qualified for greatness. Make sure that you have great self-confidence. So you've been asked the questions. You've been given the questions to ask yourself. Now, how will you implement the answers? The faster, the better, but steady improvement over time. It's a much more valuable than fast, huge changes that fall off later on. So take incremental bites out of these questions and start pursuing it. Where you spend your time is where you get your results. Stay consistent.
Yep, I totally agree. You know, a lot of times we don't even realize that the results we're getting is because we're spending time doing the wrong thing. So
usually the case.
Yep. Perfect. Well, hey, There were two great how-tos that we, our leaders, can grab a hold of and begin to implement right away. So what I want you to do is take these, let them marinate, sit inside your mind, and start to make, like Jeff said, incremental improvements every single day. Be sure to go to our website as well and download the show notes and navigate through these application activities that we produce for every episode. Also, listen, if you have not already, be sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. It gives highlights of each episode as well as leadership insight to help you become a better leader of great influence. And lastly, let us just say we appreciate you all joining us. And until next week, always remember that you have been set up to be a champion in this life.
The Champion Forum Podcast with Jeff Hancher. Lead. Inspire. Win.